Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is when you talk about a gubernatorial budget and you're talking about affordable housing, you're going to glaze over. I know you are as a listener because I'm going to glaze over as a co-host. But there's an important issue that's roiling here in New York State. The governor of New York wants to ram affordable housing down everyone's throats, and they want to change the zoning laws willy-nilly. And people like Don Klavan, who is the Hempstead town supervisor, is kind of leading the revolt. They all went up to Albany yesterday. And Don, I'll let you explain it better than I can ever explain it, but we welcome you to the program. I promise I won't glaze over, but what's going on and why is this so important to everybody?
Good morning and morning, listeners, and thanks for letting me on. And I don't think it's glazing over. I think residents really understand what is taking place. The governor, in her budget, has put a proposal to literally take over all local zoning within a half a mile of any train station throughout the state. So yesterday, we had representatives from as far as out of Peconic, Long Island, all the way to Fredonia, New York, showing up. It's a major issue because in Nassau County alone, under the governor's proposal, she would take over 25 miles of zoning control. And our feeling is, look, it's zoning should stay local, not local control, local control, because there is a process where you and Len, you live up in Port Washington, right?
Yes, I do.
OK, so we had a press conference up there 2 weeks ago. Look at Port Washington. We stood with Jen DeSena. Under the governor's proposal, she would add thousands of units to just the Port Washington area. You have a 2-lane highway that goes in and out. You know, there's a little shop there called, Rush and Go. It'll be stop and go and wait and go because you won't be able to get around these areas. And that's the problem with the governor's proposal. It's one model doesn't fit all. And the local representatives agree. And like I said, it's a statewide issue and they're all concerned.
Hey, Don, I agree with you. This is like more overreach by this extremely progressive legislature. I don't even know if it's Hochul's, maybe in our budget, but I think the legislative leaders have got to be the ones that are pushing this one. You know, nobody knows local communities better than the local leaders. They should have the input. I mean, this, it's ridiculous. Nobody from Albany should be telling you what you do in Hempstead or wherever you live in New York.
You are absolutely correct. And I'll tell you one thing. We can congratulate the governor. She's actually brought both sides of the aisle together in this. We are now standing with Republicans and Democrats who agree this is a terrible idea. That, and you know what? So we have to give her a little bit of credit. But the problem is it's in the budget. And if we don't stop it now, it'll get done. No one's opposed to building housing. In the town of Hempstead alone, just a couple of weeks ago, we passed housing units about 223 in Baldwin. Last year, we passed 400 units in West Hempstead. But we did it with community support, community input, a proper environmental review. This process the governor is trying to hijack would literally give her control of determining how many units would go in an area and expedite the environmental review. You know, we all live on Long Island. I know a lot of your listeners, this is a great show. I listen to it every morning, live outside the tri-state area. But, we have aquifers we get our water from. We know that, it's polluted waters. The governor has no concept of this. And let's be honest, do we really want to put this in the hands of a couple of bureaucrats up in Albany? I don't think so.
Yeah, and a governor from Buffalo. You know, the thing is, I understand that the need to increase affordable housing. We all do. This, I think they've taken this European model. A lot of countries in Europe have these regulations where within a certain mile you have to have a drugstore, drugstore, supermarkets, and transportation. And it may work in Europe, but this is a much different place, and I think it's ill-conceived, for sure.
It would be a half mile of any train station. If you looked at the map, just in Nassau County, staggering how much they would control. Wow. In addition, these are old roadways. And also, think about the infrastructure investment. Ed Romaine, he's the supervisor out in Brookhaven. He actually spoke to the governor. Under her proposal, he'd have to put thousands of units out there. There are no sewage lines. He explained to the governor he would take just $68 million to put the sewage lines in. You know, the governor, in her proposal, said she'd give $250 million across the state. That's nothing. Listen, I went to school in Buffalo, too. I think they gave $800 million to build an arena. $250 million for infrastructure repairs throughout the state is nothing at all. And that's why there's such opposition. That's why yesterday was great. It wasn't just Long Island representatives. We had speakers from Buffalo, from Fredonia, from the Albany area, both sides of the aisle. We didn't check anybody's political card before they hit the mic. And that's why it's really connecting with people, because they're concerned. This is the largest investment in your life, is your home. Under the governor's proposal, she could wipe away your investment overnight.
I you know, I love your slogan, local, not hokel. Did you just come up with that on your own?
We did. We've had a couple of signs. We saved a couple for the governor in case she wants to keep them, because we're going to fight this, because even if the – now, this is very interesting. The Assembly and Democratic budget proposals have actually taken the governor's proposal out. It's being rejected by the leaders so much they pulled it out. But we're also concerned that she might do a bait and switch and try and come back at a later time in the session and do a bill. So we're going to have our signs ready. We want to stop it now, and we hope the governor listens. You know, when she's driving on to the Hamptons, maybe she can take a little time, stop here in Nassau County, in the little areas, and listen to the residents. Because, Lynn, you're a perfect example. You know, you're from a great community. It's a two-lane highway in and up. We support housing where it fits properly, but we want to do it in a smart way. And all the representatives really agree on this, and it's time for the governor to pay attention.
Well, we're thrilled you came on, Don Klavan, the Hempstead Town Supervisor. We love the fact you listen to our show, and come back sometime. Okay, Ron?
Delighted to. Thank you both very much. All
right. Don Klavan. Thanks, Don. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Hey, when we return, they are honoring the arts at the White House. Now, which big names are getting medals today? We'll tell you. Coming up next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.